Be'ezras Hashem, the halacha section for Daf Yudayin has to be brief because the Daf was extremely long, and we will suffice with one halachic topic that emerges from the conclusion of the Perek. The Gemara quotes a confusion about what were the opinions of the Tanoim when it comes to a chasson reading Kriya Shema. There was one opinion of Amoraim that said that even though our Mishnah says that Rav Shimon Gamliel says that a chasson cannot always read Kriya Shema, and the Rabbanan say that one can, possibly the Gemara suggests Mukhlefas Hashita. But then we have the opinion of Rav Shisha, who says that no, ultimately Rav Shimon Gamliel is of the opinion Loi Kol HaRoitze Litol Es Hashem Yitol. Not in every case do we allow a chasson to read Kriya Shema. And the Gemara concludes that the reason is because we know that many chassanim will not be able to concentrate. Tosfos in Dibur HaMaskil Rav Shisha points out, number one, we paskin like Rav Shisha because he's Basra, as well as another important halachic dictum, we also paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, which means then we do not switch our Mishnah, which means that we follow the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel that says that not every chasson could read Kriya Shema because we're afraid that he won't able to be mechaving. This is the Psak, says Tosfos, of Rabbeinu Chanana. However, Tosfos concludes with an absolute about-face with a fantastic halachic paradox. And that is, take a look at Tosfos' last seven lines. Tosfos says, "Umiu anu, shebishum pam ein anu mechavanim heitev." We are never able to concentrate well in Kriya Shema. Gam chosan yesh lekra. So therefore, a chosan should also read Kriya Shema. The adarabba, says Tosfos, is the exact opposite. Nira ki yehura, it will appear like gaiva im lo yikare, if he does not read. Klomar ni mechavim bechol sha. What did we have? We had a discussion in our sugya that it could be that it would be a hora for a chosan to read Kriya Shema. Says Tosfos, we are concerned that it'll appear like Yora if he does not read Kriya Shema. The exact opposite than our Gemara. And that is because Bizman is that we don't have Kavana. If a Chosan would not say Kriya Shema, so then it would show that the rest of the year he has Kavana. That would be Yehora. According to Tosfos, what emerges on the one hand, we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, but because we pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, every chassan today should say Kriya Shema. This position in Tosfos is ostensibly the Psak in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Ayin, Siv Gimel, where the Mechaber Paskins HaKoini says, Absula Potami Kriya Shema Gimel Yomim Lo Esamaisim Neshu Torah Tirdas Mitzvah. We had that opinion earlier in the Gemara, that there are 3 days that one is exempt for Kriya Shema. However, the Mechaber has the position of Tosfos over here. Bahani Mili Bizman Rishayim. Aval Achshav Shagam Shar Bnei Adamim Mechavnim Koroi Gam Akoyin Sasa Besula Koirei. He says nowadays one should read Kriya Shema, a Chasson should, because that halacha applied in those days where they really had Kavana. The Mishnah Berurah sides with this position very, very strongly in Sif Katan Yudalit. He then says, Ratza Loimer Chayiv Likrais, there's a Chiyuv with the Brachos as well as to be Mispalel. And he adds the position of Tosfos that if he doesn't read, so then in such a case, it is Mechsi Ki Yehura. Mayri Virabi or Rav Nevin Sal Shlita in his Ha'aras and Simen Ayin makes a fascinating point. The halacha vis-a-vis chasson we've already learned. Rav Neventzal makes a fascinating point in the Sefer B'Yitzchak Yikare. He asks, why did Chazal come to this conclusion and say that a chasson is going to be chayiv despite the fact that he doesn't have kavana? Why did they not come to an absolutely opposite conclusion, if I may say so, an absurd conclusion, but a very, very logical conclusion? And that is, we learned that the halach is that Kriya Shema needs kavana. We could be saying that people don't have kavana. Asks Rav Nevin Sal, so then maybe we should be potter, bizman as they have Kriya Shema. And he answers, we see from here the following yesod. This is on page 304 in the back of Chelek Aleph Mishnah Berurah. He says, we see from here that the Hagdara, the level of Kavana, changes based on generation and based on people. In other words, even though we can't have that higher Madrega of Kavana, but if we can have a smaller Madrega of Kavana, so then in such a case, we're going to have that Chiyuv. And he says, therefore, the requirement of Kavana for a Zaken and a Tzaddik is going to be different than the Kavana of a Katan. That is what emerges in regards to the chiyuv of kavana b'zman hazeh when it comes to Kriya Shema, because Chazal did not feel the need to absolve us from Kriya Shema. They recognized that the threshold had been lowered. At the same time, we do see that when it comes to chasan, that because we don't have a very high level of kavana today, a chasan is going to be chayiv in Kriya Shema. Paradoxically, we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel says that a chasan is potter, but because we don't have kavana today, a chasan becomes specifically chayiv according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. A fantastic irony in the machlokis hatanoim. This Beis Hashem concludes the halacha section for Daf Yud Zayin.